Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's Wednesday afternoon already, February the 1st. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you are with us. Kind of cloudy and still some fog around the area. All right, so you've heard that it's going to be cool but really nice this weekend for the Mardi Gras parades, and we might have to get through a little rain late Wednesday and through Thursday, but what the hell, you know? Well, no, not late Wednesday. That's late. That's today. Well, maybe later today we'll get some, but it's mainly going to come tomorrow, I think. All right, glad you're with us. We have got a lot to talk about. Today is the anniversary of Nipplegate. This is the day of the wardrobe malfunction in 2004 during halftime of the Super Bowl that Janet Jackson's nipple was exposed in a thing that she was doing with Justin Timberlake. He quick flash, and apparently, I mean, it was so fast, I really didn't see it. And there were a lot of people in America who just freaked out over this. Like, oh my God, this is the beginning of the end. I mean, what are we going to do now? We've allowed a nipple to be exposed during the Super Bowl game. Oh, the humanity. I can't wait to talk about that. We'll get into that in the next hour. I mean, 19 years later, shouldn't we be a little embarrassed that this country made such a big deal out of that? And what else has America overreacted to? We can talk about that too. Also, there's a new survey out that says earning less than $30,000 a year is a dating deal breaker. Would that be a dating deal breaker for you if somebody earned less than $30,000 a year? And I guess we could talk about men and women during these ages of inequality that we live in now. And what is the ultimate deal breaker for you, or one of the top deal breakers for you? You know, we'll ask Courtney VIP that a little bit later when she joins us on the show. What is one of the top dating deal breakers? We'll have fun with that in the 3 o'clock hour. All right. So look, politics has reached a pathetic state. It's been growing for a while. We're just reaching the pinnacle of this pathetic state. And the 2024 presidential election is shaping up to be highly entertaining. Trump versus DeSantis. Republican Nikki Haley has now announced that she's running for president. So we'll get into all of this. Also, there was one day, 24 hours in New Orleans, no major crimes. One of the biggest things that they dealt with? A dispute over walking a dog. I mean, look, every day in New Orleans, the police are listing major offenses, and there was one day, 24 hours, that occurred without any homicides, no shootings, no assaults, no armed robberies, and no carjackings. I mean, it's almost like a miracle. So this is a good news. Yeah, I don't know, maybe this is a trend. You know, maybe things are getting better. I certainly hope so. And you heard Mayor Cantrell talk about the real scare that a couple of NOPD officers had with fentanyl, that there's so much fentanyl out there that apparently some officers were exposed to it, and it doesn't take much exposure to kill you. You know, this stuff is like so, so potent. So I'm glad that they were able to save these officers and everything is okay. Ian Hoke is our senior studio producer.
15 is the number of times either you or Newell has said nipple in the last, 12 or 13 minutes here. So I'm keeping track.
Okay.
I got little hash marks here.
All right, cool.
On our paperwork.
Yeah, because this will not be the last time we say nipple.
There's 16.
Oh, there it is again. Yep. Okay. All right. I have a new toy for the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it's a new toy, and what I want to do, I'm not going to use it right here, but I want to just explain how we're going to use it. Mm-hmm. I bought a Magic 8 Ball, you know, the black Magic 8 Ball that gives you the answers to like really
big questions. Haven't seen one of those in a long time, man.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I've seen one.
Was it easy to find? Where'd you get it?
Yeah, I've got it online.
Okay.
So we're going to use the 8 Ball at times for answers to posing, really, questions that we pose. Really important, pressing questions, we'll use the Magic 8 Ball. Because, I mean, when I was a teenager, we used this. You know, does so-and-so really like me, you know? Yes, from my point of view, yes. Or yeah. Or ask me later, or, you know, whatever.
Try again.
So, yeah, that too. So there are going to be times when we consult the Magic 8 Ball on the show, and we've got a little open for it, so let's run that now.
Okay, so when it's time to check the 8 Ball, we'll do this.
Ask the 8 Ball!
Okay, Ask the 8 Ball. Are we going to have a great show today? Doubt.
Hey.
Awesome. Great. All right. We consulted the 8 Ball, the Magic 8 Ball. Part of our show now. I have one other little toy that I got that I haven't told you about yet.
Oh, well,
I told you I was going to do it.
What?
I've done it.
What is it? Well, okay. Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat. He's under the desk. What are you doing under there?
Well, I got to turn it on.
Okay. Wow.
And don't think I won't use this. I bought this bullhorn for the studio. I told you I was going to do it.
Wow.
Let's see. I got to work on the...
okay, all right.
Turn this down a little bit, okay?
All right.
All right.
I'm going to control your volume here.
Yeah, look, and there's all kind of little things. Like, you can do, like, a kid's voice.
Child.
Oh, my God. That's kind of scary. I don't know, man.
Alien.
I don't like it. Scoot, I don't like it.
Ghost.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
That's kind of weird. That's weak.
Meep, 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 meep.
Robot. I am a robot.
Wow. Ooh. Ooh, the hair on the back of my neck just stood up. Oh, I hate that one. Which one was that?
Spooky. It's kind of
spooky.
Kind of weird. And this one says
monster.
Yeah. Put your mouth, like, real up close to it, because right now we're hearing you and the... That's it. Wow. It's kind of hard to understand you there.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the...
Let's just go back to the original.
That one's good, yeah. You sound like you're in a protest or something.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right, now listen. All right, what do we want?
Justice!
No, when do we want it?
Now!
Now! When do we want it?
Now!
I am ready to lead a protest.
That's great, man.
Okay, so we're going to be ready to go. Look, I don't know when we're going to use it, but I just figured, you know, look, I'll buy it for the show. And just so management knows, I purchased the 8 Ball, the Magic 8 Ball, and the bullhorn myself with Scoot money.
Yeah, you're not going to...
Scoot bucks.
You're not going to expense that
out,
No,
I'm not going to expense that.
Okay, good. Because that's a lot of paperwork, man.
I know the limits.
I hate doing expense reports.
I know the limits.
Unless it's my expenses.
So what is this, like, Magic 8 Ball that this guy in New Orleans purchased? You know, they're not going to go for that at the home office in Philadelphia.
No. They're going to see that as waste.
Yeah.
Shrinkage, as they call it in retail.
But then when they hear it on the air, they'll go, now we know what
he did. Now we get
it.
Now.
All right. Sean Payton has been technically traded to the Denver Broncos. And we talked about this before it actually happened. We talked about how there are Saints fans who are a little bit upset that Sean Payton left the Saints, said he wanted a break from coaching, and now he's getting back into coaching. But he wasn't even considering coming back with the Saints. And some Saints fans are a little upset with that. I understand why he made this decision. It's a business decision. Denver's a bigger market. It's a chance for him to build another team. And I will tell you, it is easier to become number one than it is to stay number one. Now, we haven't been number one in a long time here. So, you know, we could use somebody to make us number one. But look, I think this is going to all work out for us. At least I hope it does. So anyway, Sean Payton is back in the business. And Tom Brady is retiring, he says, for good. Do we have Tom Brady talking about this? Did we get any Tom Brady?
Yeah, I got a wrap on Tom Brady. Yeah, it's Donahue 1 down there.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right, let's see. Okay, so...
Wait, I don't have it ready. Hang on a second.
All right, well, we'll do...
Give me 2 seconds.
I got so busy with the toys here.
Donahue 1. Okay, got it.
Okay, you got it ready?
Yeah.
If this sounds familiar, Brady announced at the end of last season he was retiring.
I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year.
The 45-year-old has won 7 Super Bowls over a 23-year career.
Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me. My family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors.
Brady and model Gisele Bündchen finalized their divorce this past fall. He was picked 199th in the 2000 draft by the New England Patriots, behind 6 other quarterbacks, 3 kickers, and a punter.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Tom Brady has signed a deal with Fox as a TV analyst once he retires. I'm Ed Donahue.
Oh, and the amount of money that he's going to earn doing this stuff on TV for Fox is just astronomical. I mean, I forget what the actual figure is, something like $300 million for 10 years or something like that. It's like $30 million a year.
How do we get a contract like that?
I mean, you know, he's going to make this just unbelievable amount of money. Not that he needs any more money coming in if he's, you know, well, he did get divorced, so he may need some extra cash. Because that can be kind of rough on you, even if you have a lot of money. So Tom Brady is retiring for good. And I know a lot of people say, well, you see, he should have retired last year. No, I don't think he should have. I've learned in my life that we most regret the things we don't do. And if Tom Brady thought he had one more year in him, and if fans thought they had one more year in Tom Brady, then he should have come back and shown that, okay, it's not that easy. And now he knows it's time to go. The way he left last year, he wasn't sure if it was time to go. And so that satisfaction of knowing that now it's time to go. 45 years old, 7 Super Bowls. The guy is the GOAT. And I just think it's time now. But it wasn't time last year. He felt like he had one more year in him. And he showed through that year, this past year, that it is time to go. So... that's cool. I don't regret him doing that at all. I think it was probably a good decision. All right. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. One of the credible aspects of our show is coming up. It comes up every Wednesday afternoon. It's SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank. That's going to be coming up next. And then we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon, so hang on. A lot to talk about this afternoon. And oh, by the way, today is February the 1st. It is the first day of Black History Month. We're not going to waste time on the show explaining why there's a Black History Month. We've done it before. We're not going to do it again. The people who are listening to this show understand. And if you don't understand why there is a Black History Month, then it's too late to try to explain it to you now. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, it's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WWL. And joining us this afternoon is Paul Myers. He is the North Shore president of Metairie Bank. Paul, welcome to the show again this afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I am great. So recently, Metairie Bank went online, and you were doing some posting online and talking about things that will help people in just their fight to, you know, save money and keep more money around. And so let's talk about some of those things that you were busy posting recently.
Yeah. This is what I like to call following the magic eight ball and the bullhorn. This is more like the pet rock segment of your show. This is the lack of high tech and interesting things, but
it's going to be awesome.
But we posted and we try and do things in social media and online and other things. And this was kind of part of the data privacy week and what we're doing. And I'd be happy to answer that, Scoot. But like with anything else, I'm going to need you to provide me with your full name, your social, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, your account number, your username, your first car, and the first 45 album you ever bought. And then I'll be able to actually answer anything you may have.
Okay, listen, let me just give you that right out over the air.
Exactly. And look, let's dispel with any concern there. No bank is going to call you and ask you for that information. No one is going to call you and forcibly say, you need to provide me with this, or they're going to threaten you with law enforcement and other things like that. That's just no bank is going to do that. So you have to remain calm when these things happen. But we do this in a manner to try and make sure that all of our customers and all of the people that are out there that follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and other things, that they know what you can do to try and protect yourself. And there's a great resource, and it's the National Cybersecurity Alliance, but it's staysafeonline.org. You can go there. There's a link from metairiebank.com. If you're just curious about different things that you can do, but some of the things is, obviously, you want to make sure that you create unique passwords, right? And there's also opportunity to do what's called the multi-factor authentication. And for those that don't know what that is, it's when you put in maybe your username and password, but then they have to send you a text message, and then you have to put in another code.
Right.
Those are the kind of things that help to boost that.
Am I the only person who really struggles with passwords? I mean, remembering them and then changing them, you know, you just learn it and then you get this notice that it's time to change it. I really struggle with passwords.
And I think everyone does, I'll be honest with you. And I think anybody who says they don't, they lie a little bit. There are cheat ways that you can do that with password keepers and other things. But it's passwords. And that's something that we're all going to have to just get better with, because look, the more things that we do online, the more things we do from our phone. Talking about phone or thing, if you go to a PJ's or if you're in an area that has public Wi-Fi, not that PJ's isn't secure, but if you have public Wi-Fi, hackers can, you know, the bad apples can gain access to that. Mm-hmm. So you may want to look into using a personal hotspot to try and give you a more secure internet access if you're doing those things.
All right, so we've got secure your data. We've got restrict public mm-hmm. Wi-Fi. And so what's mm-hmm. another thing that Metairie Bank was posting recently that was a good advice?
Well, you definitely you regularly want to check your accounts.
Okay.
Check. And you and I have talked about this before because we're both probably old enough to where we still use checkbooks, right? Nobody uses checkbook registers anymore. Go online. Use your online banking. Use your mobile banking app through MetairieBank.com. To make sure that there aren't any fraudulent charges.
Yeah.
And if there are fraudulent charges or something seems a little out of the ordinary, contact your bank or your banker immediately. You want to make sure that you get ahead of that. If you're booking a lot of, if you travel, you know, get you a Metairie Bank credit card, if you will, or use a credit card as opposed to a debit card, because then that's not linked to your checking account.
Yeah, that seems like it's smart advice because the debit card it's easier to just get the cash, right? I mean, when mm-hmm. I sometimes use my debit card and I'm thinking, man, if anybody else had this, they would have just made this purchase without a problem.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you know another thing too, and as we continue to go paperless and we become a little bit more of a paperless society, this is going to be less of an issue. But right now, you still have a lot of documents with a lot of sensitive information that are all paper, right? And what do you do with that? How long do you need to keep them? And depending upon the type of document it is, there's different timelines. But the other thing is, as those documents become dated and you don't need them, or you have them digitized to where you have them safe and secure, shred those documents. And whether you have your own personal shredder, we host annually a shred day, and it doesn't cost anything to bring documents We have our vendor who does our shredding for the bank on site at the main office. That's actually coming up in March on the 24th. But those are the steps that you can do to try and secure your data, right? Both on the digital platform and on the physical and paper form.
Okay. So
I think the classified documents that Ian has taken from SOTA.
Yeah, really.
I think he's going to drop those off.
Well, I'd like to think so.
I'm innocent.
I'd like to think so. All right, so secure your data, restrict public Wi-Fi, and monitor your activity. What's another suggestion?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You can set up fraud alerts and utilize that to determine if you have certain restrictions and certain things. On your account to where, you know, and everyone's a little different, but you can set up those restrictions. You can also set up restrictions on your access to your credit so that no one can go and start opening up credit cards and other things on your account as well. There are different services that provide for that. You know, you and I've talked about how, you know, if you're especially around Mardi Gras time, you're the hustle and the bustle, and you accidentally you forget your debit card at a place in the quarter or on magazine, or you lose your debit card. You know, we have the ability to actually lock that down. You can do it from your app and secure your debit card so that people don't grab it and start trying to use it or you have any fraudulent charges on that.
And Paul, don't rule out the possibility of just being totally intoxicated and you lose something, you know, because that happens around Mardi Gras for some people.
It absolutely does. Look, we it's Mardi Gras. It's New Orleans.
Hey, if you're not driving,
you're there to have a good time.
It's okay. If you're not driving, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, one other thing that, and I'm as guilty as anyone, but one other thing is when you're signing up for these different, whatever it is, you know, you have to go through and check and make sure that you agree to whatever the service, whatever is. And nobody reads that, right? Just scroll to the bottom so you can click, I agree, so that you can get what you want. But what you really need to know is what information of yours is that website sharing? Because depending upon what they're sharing, that's how you end up with more spam, more other things that, you know, and you don't really know how much of your information is getting out there. They actually did a research, Pew Research did it, and almost 80% of U.S. adults actually in the back of their mind, they're concerned, like, how much my information is really out there.
Yeah, yeah. It's scary to think about what might be out there. All right, so we've got secure your
very
data,
true.
Restrict public Wi-Fi, monitor mm-hmm. your activity, don't disclose yep. information. And what's one more suggestion?
So another thing that we don't often think about with respect to our computers and doing online stuff, make sure that your antivirus and your anti-spyware and things, make sure that that's up to date. Make sure that you're doing that. And with respect to one other thing, with your, you know, debit cards, you have PIN numbers and other things. Try and remember to change those on a regular basis. So, you know, you can change them monthly, you can change them quarterly, but those are just the little things. And I know you mentioned it earlier in the conversation that the challenge is remembering those things. It is, but you just want to make sure that you're being diligent and taking the steps to keep yeah. what you have worked so hard to obtain secure.
You know, and again, it's so tempting to want to not change those passwords, but mm-hmm. I know it's a good thing to do, and I should do a better job of changing them more often.
Yeah, yeah, and we talked about this before, but like phishing, and because they couldn't come up with a better word, smishing. Phishing being you get emails, and they want you to click on it, and mm-hmm. ultimately it's actually a fraudulent website, but they're trying to get access to your computer. Or smishing is when they send you a text message and then you click on the link on the text message and then they get access to other information. So you just be very diligent when it's something that doesn't look right, or if the website or the email that you get doesn't look like it's coming from the right place. You can always, on a computer, you can put your cursor over that URL, and it'll actually show you, even though it may say, you know, WWL, maybe it's something totally different.
This is great advice.
You know, just don't fall into the trap of just reacting, saying, okay, I need to click on this link. No. And yeah. of course, we always talk about relationship banking.
Yeah.
If you've got a question, if something doesn't look right, call the main office in Metairie, 3344 Metairie Road. Talk to the people in customer service. Ask them. Let them help you to figure out what's going on, and they'll tell you.
All right. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. Thank you for all those suggestions, and thank you once again on a Wednesday afternoon for bringing great credibility to our show during SOTA Money Trends on WWL with Metairie Bank.
It's the Magic 8-Ball, Bullhorn, and Pet Rock section.
That's
segment
right.
of the Scoot Show.
I love it. It's just, you know, there's nothing but pop culture here.
You don't have a lava lamp in your studio, do you?
Not yet.
I have one in my office. I have one on my desk.
All right, he has got one in his office.
I'm bringing it in here.
Yeah. All right, y'all have a great week.
All right, Paul Myers, North Shore Market President, Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, look, in so many ways, the state of politics has reached a pathetic moment. It's pathetic. I mean, I'm disgusted with it. I think about the conspiracy theories about Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, getting hammered by this guy. And the right-wing radicals. Now, look, when I talk about right-wing radicals, you know, just be smart about that. If I talk about right-wing radicals, I'm not talking about all of you.
When Scoot on the Air talks about the illegal, immoral, divisive, and destructive activities and conspiracy theories of ultra-right-wing radicals, Scoot is not referring to all Republicans or all conservatives, just those insurrectionist MAGA cultists who refuse to accept responsibility for their mistakes, see the truth, or listen to reason. If you or someone you know is suffering from MAGA addiction, please call 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870, weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Please vote responsibly.
All right, so I'm not talking about all Republicans. I'm not talking about all conservatives. We're very open about that. But the video that I saw from the police body cam, and the video that I saw of this guy breaking into the house in San Francisco, this should have dispelled every wacky, crazy rumor out there. But of course, it didn't. because the pathetic state of politics is just that. It's pathetic. So we're gonna talk about that. And look, here's some good news. Already we're seeing Trump versus DeSantis. I don't know if it's going to end up being that way, but it might be. It's very entertaining. This is going to be a fun election. And it's going to be a lot of fun, especially on this show, where we don't take everything too seriously. Now, the 2024 election now has a new candidate to talk about, and that is Republican Nikki Haley. And there's some things that I like about her. She's a Republican. She's announced that she's running for president. But man, all this stuff already starting between Trump and DeSantis, this is going to be entertaining. So let's not let the entertainment value slip by without noticing it. And we'll notice it on this show. All right. What is the deal with monkeys? 12 squirrel monkeys stolen from a zoo in Broussard, Louisiana. So the police are asking, if you hear any strange noises from a neighbor's house, you might want to call the police because it might be the monkeys. I mean, you couldn't sell them in the area because it's not like, you know, oh, I got this stray dog. Oh, I got this stray monkey in the house. Don't feed the monkey at home. Don't give the monkey a banana at home because they'll want to stay. And then two monkeys were stolen from the Dallas Zoo, and they were found at an abandoned house. So somebody's out there stealing monkeys. You know, we could have done a better job with that, but you know, what the hell? It's live radio. It just kind of happened.
What is this song?
Okay, you know what? You got a different version than I wanted. I should have put the right time up there. This song is called Monkey by George Michael.
That is Monkey by George Michael, but there's many different versions.
All right, we'll find another one real quick.
Let's try
see
this
if it goes better. Okay, so
Set it up again.
So, all right. 12 monkeys stolen from a zoo in Louisiana. 2 monkeys stolen from a zoo in Dallas. What's going on with people stealing monkeys?
No! Okay, wait. What's going on? You do it.
All right. Maybe this will bring us good luck.
All right. What's going on with people stealing monkeys?
Okay. There you go.
My question still is, what is he singing about? Why is George Michael talking about monkeys?
It's a song called Monkey. I always thought it was a cool song. This was from the late 80s, and it was about setting your monkey free. I don't know exactly what that means, but it came from George Michael's. I can only imagine. All right, if you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. We never let music that sucks discourage us, you know. We're not afraid to put that on the air.
We live the suck.
We'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What do you think is the worst problem in America? Here's a hint. It's not inflation. It's not the border. It's not immigration. What do you think is the biggest problem in America? According to a new Gallup poll, government and poor leadership are the top choice for the most number of Americans who are responding to the poll. 21% of Americans made this number one, the most important problem in America. 21% of Americans said this is the biggest problem. That compares to 15% last year. Inflation and the economy last year were the top two issues. This year, it's government. And it's government nationally and locally. And it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's their fault. Because they make just such a joke out of everything. Everything they do is such a joke. And I don't know about you, but I'm really getting disgusted with the whole political process and the whining on the right and the whining on the left. And just the ridiculous things that people say in the name of their political tribe. I mean, we're not stupid. I mean, some people are, but we're not stupid. It's just overwhelming. And I can't help but just go back to some of these ridiculous rumors surrounding the attack of Nancy Pelosi's husband in San Francisco.
82-year-old Paul Pelosi called 911.
This gentleman just came into the house, and he wants to wait here for my wife to come home.
When police arrived, Pelosi was struggling with a man to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey. What is going on right now?
I'm not getting an answer on call. Bro.
Pelosi was hit on the head with the hammer. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. The suspect, David DePapp, later told police he planned to hold her hostage for her crimes.
Honestly, like, day in, day out, the person who was on the TV lying every day was Pelosi.
DePapp also told police he planned to hold the then speaker hostage and would break her kneecaps if she lied. I'm Ed Donahue.
And everything I've seen from the video that we've seen, the outside surveillance video, the body cam video from the police officers in San Francisco, it dispels everything that these conspiracy theorists have been putting forward. Like there was some kind of love affair, that he's gay, and this was a gay lover that came in with a hammer, and somehow he was showing his affection by beating him in the head with the hammer. I love you, Paul. I mean, this guy DePapp, the guy who's in jail, he told police he has no regrets.
Do you regret that you did this? You know, I mean.
No, it needed to be done.
Wow. Look, you can disagree with Nancy Pelosi. I often do. But to support the idea of breaking her kneecaps or attacking her or attacking her husband, it ain't acceptable. And this is part of the pathetic state of politics. DePapp has also repeated some of the conspiracy theories about how Pelosi and the Democrats were committing crimes by attacking President Donald Trump.
So not only were they spying on a rival campaign,
right,
they were submitting fake evidence to spy on a rival campaign, covering it up, persecuting the rival campaign.
When you say a rival campaign, you're talking about Trump.
Yes.
It's just absurd. I don't know how anybody can still support these conspiracy theories, and yet they do. It's being spread through conservative media, conservative social media. It's crazy. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I mean, I've reached this new tipping point of just being disgusted with politics. And the only way I'm going to get through it is to have fun with the insanity of the 2024 presidential election. I think voting is important. Don't ever forget that. Voting is very important. And I will vote, and I hope you will vote too. But I'm not going to let this circus, this pathetic circus, bring me down. And I'm not going to get caught up in the minutia of on the right and the left. It's stupid. It's childish. And I think we should do a better job of going, yeah, it really is. It's time for us to reject all of this. It's time for, we can't get everybody to reject it because some people are so into it. They just can't wait for the next conspiracy. And generally speaking, mental health experts will talk about how people who are prone to accept conspiracies, they're people who are generally insecure, They can't control things in their lives. They don't know what to do. They can't comprehend what's going on in the world. So through conspiracies, they find meaning in why something is happening. Because without the conspiracy, there's no reason for it. They don't understand it, so they believe in the conspiracy. Anyway, it's just time for us to stand up and just really call this what it is. It's a pathetic state of politics today. But you know what? We're not going to let it get us down. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, today is a sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. This is the day in 2018 that Dennis Edwards, the lead singer of The Temptations from 1968 to 1977, died at the age of 74, complications from meningitis. After the group fired David Ruffin, Dennis Edwards came in and took over the singing, and this is one of the songs that he did. So this is the day that Dennis Edwards of The Temptations passed away in 2018. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Let's see, we're going to talk about Nipplegate, but also I think we have to go a little further talking about the worst problem in America, according to a new Gallup poll, is government and leadership, and why not? And the conspiracy theories continuing to swirl around the Nancy Pelosi attack on her husband, I think is just ridiculous. And everything that was brought out was diffused by the videos released. And yet some people are doubling down on it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.